Good morning. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I am Matt Jordan, and joining me in studio is Candy Westbrook of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Candy, how are you this morning?
I am great. Hello, Southeast Kansas.
Yes, so CNN was this morning. You guys, were you just at the chamber? You didn't have a host?
Okay. Yep, we're at the chamber today.
So what's some of the updates from the people in the town?
Well, lots of good updates, but I will kick it off by talking about everything going on this weekend, because there are like 8 million things going on. Not quite, but a lot of great things. So number one is the Ravens football game. First of all, Ravens knocked off the national champions. That was exciting. And
number one team in the nation.
Number one team. And by doing that, it bounced them up. They are now in the top 10 ranking. So I thought that was awesome. This weekend, they will play Dodge, which is number 10, I believe. And but of course, the big thing is this is the 20th anniversary of 9/11. And so they're doing a military and first responder appreciation at the game. So that's going to be nice. Volleyball and soccer also play this weekend. And also, I can't wait to find out more about this, but they kind of gave me a little teaser. CCC is going to be doing some activities this year because it is their 100th anniversary.
Oh, wow, nice.
I know. Very nice. But anyway, that is going on this weekend along with everything else. So we've got the 100-mile sale Friday, Saturday, maybe a few people on Sunday. The chamber does have printed maps. You can come in and get them. And then we also did a Google map. So if somebody prefers just to look on their phone, they can do a little Google map. Also this weekend, just down the road, is the Tyro Car Show. It's an annual car show every year. I love it. It's right by my house, and so I get to see all that cool stuff. Then 10 o'clock, between 10 and 2, it's kind of come and go. All the local churches will be gathering at Walter Johnson Park for a special 9/11 remembrance and prayer. And then Lions is having a golf tournament this weekend as well. And so if you golfers out there, if you haven't registered, make sure to get that done as soon as possible. And then, of course, like I said, the football game and then the cruise in Coffeyville is going to be going on that night. And that'll be all up and down 8th Street. It's a poker run and then some other activities. And then it ends that night with a big concert, all free to the public. So shout out to Justin Martin and Yancey and all the organizers for that. So I think, I think there was like 6 different things going on this weekend. So it was good.
Yeah,
a good
Saturday.
Weekend.
Saturday's busy.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of stuff. So.
Details on most of these activities you can find on the community calendar for the chamber. So just go out to coffeevillechamber.com, and find out all the different times and details for this weekend. Okay, some other things going on. So the public library has moved their events to virtual. So craft time, story time, some of those things, you can just jump on their Facebook page and they're going to be doing everything virtual right now, just in the light of the cases going on. Connie Miller from Walnut Street Boutique Center, they are going to be part of the 100-mile sale, but it's going to be indoors. So when you need some AC, you can just pop in there because they're going to have lots of vendors in there. And then she said they are booking up for the holidays. So if you need a big room or an event center, make sure to give her a call for all of your holiday events. Chuck McFate said save the date. October 2nd is the Lions Club Pancake Feed, the Daylight Defenders. And it's the same weekend of Dalton Defenders weekend. So that'll be $5 at the First Baptist Church, and the money will be raised for Point of Life Ministries. Bob York from The Reawakening let us know about a few other things coming up in September. The 19th is a first, hopefully, annual Hispanic celebration event. That'll be behind 9th Street businesses in that 10th Street parking lot. They're going to have music, lots of yummy food.
I've heard about the food.
I just want to go for the food. So, but I hope it really is a great, successful event, and then we can have it every year. So the 25th is the second annual Native American gathering, and I think that's in South Coffeyville. And then the 24th is the League of Our Own. Is that how
a League of Their Own?
A League of Their Own.
Yes,
I almost got it right.
Which is the women play baseball.
Yes.
Movie.
Yes, there's no crying in baseball.
Yes, it's got Tom Hanks in it.
Yeah,
and all the men are at war, and so they create a female only.
I love that. Well, that'll be an outdoor movie night downtown. And it starts at dusk. And, of course, it's slowly starting to get darker right now. So hopefully that'll be a little earlier this time around. Martha Bond shared with us that the community elementary is getting ready to kick off their fundraiser. And all that money goes towards not only teacher appreciation and activities and stuff, but I didn't know this. They raise money so that every kid in elementary gets a free yearbook. So I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I had no idea. So that'll be coming out soon. Be looking for that. Jamie Grant from City Rec Youth Ball is signups are going on right now. So get your signups, registrations in. Just have a couple openings for the intermediate tumbling class. And then also adult games are starting up. Flag football and volleyball is starting soon. So get your teams and make sure you get registered with Jamie at the Coffeeville Rec. A couple shout-outs. This month, we are celebrating Holy Name as our business spotlight for the Chamber. So shout-out to them. Also, a shout-out to Mike Avey from Community State Bank. He recently became the Kansas Bankers Association president, which is a big deal in that area. So shout out to him. And one quick thing from the Chamber, and then I have a big announcement at the end. Brewfest tickets, I've mentioned it the last several weeks, but just wanted to share with everybody that those are on sale right now, but you need to get in the next 2 weeks. Prices go up, I think the 24th, but they go up here in a couple weeks. So get your Brewfest tickets. It's going to be a lot of fun. Big event, October 9th.
I'm really hoping that we get like some really nice fall weather by then. You know what I mean?
I think
like,
we will. This morning you noticed it.
A little bit. Yeah. But it's supposed to be back in the mid to high 90s for the end of the week.
Well, I know.
But I think in a month, like we can start to get that really nice, like I'm ready. Like my favorite type of year is when I can wear a hoodie and shorts. Like that's my perfect combo.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to getting back to that.
Last time we had the Brewfest, it was wonderful weather. It was just a slight bit cool, but not really. We were in t-shirt and jeans and it was just perfect. So that's why I love October events. But yes, I'm with you. I'm ready for fall weather. So not ready to give up pool time, but I'm ready for fall weather.
Yes, the compromise there,
I know,
right? You've had 3 months of it at this point. So
I know. Well, and the final thing I wanted to share with everybody is some really kind of great news and kind of a did you know. But our tourism director, her name is Samantha Kudrick, and she is actually leaving. Her last day for us is on the 15th, so next week. She's going to be stepping down to stay home, got a little one on the way, and wants to spend some time with family. We have a new gentleman starting, Zach French. So stop by the Chamber and tell Samantha farewell and also welcome Zach. But I just am trying to get the information out to the community about all the amazing things she's done for Coffeeville that I don't think sometimes we realize. First of all, tourism, the main directive, I guess, of her position is to bring, obviously, tourist visitors to Coffeeville to stay in our hotels, to shop, and to eat. And here's the great did you know part. So we get visitors from every state in the United States and multiple countries. So just to give you an example, just this week alone, we've had 8 different countries jump on our website for the Visit Coffeeville website, just wanting to learn about Coffeeville. So, and you can tell exactly where they're coming from. So they're coming from other countries. And that's because Sam has done a wonderful job in making sure to advertise in those markets that people love. They love our history. They love hearing about cowboy culture and the Daltons. And so she advertises in specific magazines and different platforms to make sure that we're bringing in those people that love that history. And it's worked. Like I said, we get visitors from all over. It's crazy how many people come to Coffeeville. And another cool thing, you probably, when you're traveling on the interstate or someplace, you'll see those truck stops or the visitor centers that have all the brochures and everything. Did you know our brochure is the most asked for brochure in Kansas?
I did not.
There's a gentleman that we contract with to go out and put out information for us. And he says he's constantly having to restock ours over any others. So again, something Samantha's doing is working. People are always interested in finding out about Coffeeville. So shout out for her and the hard work she's done the last 7 years. And just to talk about just one last thing that she's been doing that I just want to tell her thank you for all the hard work. So our little Death Alley, we've been working on it the last couple of years, kind of getting that nice for visitors to go down. So DeRosa, she commissioned to do those murals down Death Alley, and then commissioned Wayne Joplin to do that wonderful gigantic scroll sign, which I don't think people realize that's hand done. It takes months to work on a sign like that, and it's beautiful. But just really kind of making that Death Alley look good. She updated the signs out at the cemetery for the graves. And then also, of course, as we know, the bike share program that just got kicked off. She worked on that really hard for the last couple of years. So she's done a lot of projects for our community to bring visitors and to make our town look wonderful for our visitors. And so I just want to give a shout out to her and tell her, thank you, Samantha. You've done a wonderful job. And then, like I said, welcome our new guy, Zach. He's going to do wonderful as well. So
big shoes to fill, but he's been trained by Sam. And
yeah, we were blessed. We made sure that, you know, we hired him before she left so she could kind of really give him the ropes and kind of get him going. So we're excited.
Yeah. She's also one of the nicest people that I've met.
Oh, my gosh.
In this town.
I know.
So
I know. Yeah. She makes visitors feel so welcome when they walk in the doors and they leave and they're like, man, this is the best town ever. So she's always makes sure that our guests are treated with the best. So, yeah.
All right. Well, going to miss Sam, but good luck raising a kid.
So yeah. I'm excited for
that's as big of a full-time job as
it
anything
is.
Else.
It so. Is. Yeah, and to be able to have that opportunity just to spend time with that child. Although we did tell her, as soon as the child's a little bit older, we're going to rope you back in somehow. We're going to get you involved. Yeah. So
she did mention when she was here a couple weeks ago that she would. She was sure that she'd still be helping with some
things.
Yeah,
so she'll come and volunteer.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, Candy, thanks for coming in this morning. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.